What's going on? Thanks for checking in on another episode of Dudes in Christ Podcast. Coming at you another Sunday morning.
From the icebox.
From the icebox. Never know what this weather's going to be like in southeast Missouri. And it might change multiple times in one day. So it's fun times, fun times.
Tell you what, having a hood on feels actually better.
Yes, sir.
With the bald head.
Instead of Hoodie Mellow, Hoodie Josh at the podcast. Like, so hope you guys are doing well. Thanks for coming back for another episode. We are on the last book and the last chapter of the last book. So there's 21 verses, I believe, left, and we are completed in the book of Revelation. So that's fun, right? That's it was such a journey, and I'm glad that we all took it together. It was it was fun. It was learning, and I just enjoyed the experience. I was listening to a podcast the other day, not necessarily a one that a lot of you guys probably wouldn't like because there is quite a bit of language in it, but it's called Real AF with Andy Frischella. And he anyway, he owns a big supplement company, and he has actually has a pastor on his podcast with them, and they're good friends, and they talk about a number of things, but they're talking about growing up, and Andy was talking about the book of Revelation, how he enjoyed reading it when he was growing up because all the imagery and the dragons, he's like, man, that's just cool stuff. And with that being said, once we've kind of learned a lot of the application or what that was about, it's pretty cool stuff. You know, you see the imagery, and you you know, while it does paint a crazy picture in your head, there's a big spiritual implication to what's going on. And it was fun going through and learning all that. Cause I mean, until you do so, and until you really dig, you're just left for speculation.
Yeah.
And if you're left for speculation, you never know what you're going to really, really believe. And honestly, we just scratched the surface. You know, we went through here and we did read, you know, pretty much every verse in the book. But there's still so many things that we really just scratched the surface on. So, it'll be fun to come back once we gain even more knowledge throughout the Gospels and through the Old Testament, and then come back and revisit this, once again at some point. So,
yeah.
That being said, y'all ready to knock this last one out?
Yes, sir.
Who wants to read?
Oh, I will. All right. So Revelation 22 says, "Then the angel showed me a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything, for the throne of God and of the Lamb will be there, and his servants will worship him, and they will see his face, and him, and his name will be written on their foreheads. And there will be no night there, no need for lamps or sun, for the Lord God will shine on them, and they will reign forever and ever. Then the angel said to me, 'Everything you have heard and seen is trustworthy and true. The Lord God who inspires his prophets has sent his angel to tell his servants what will happen soon. Look, I am coming soon. Blessed are those who obey the words of the prophets of prophecy written in this book. I, John, am the one who heard and saw all these things, and when I heard and saw them, I fell down to worship at the feet of the angel who showed them to me. But he said, 'No, don't worship me. I am a servant of God just like you and your brothers the prophets, as well as all who obey what is written in this book, Worship Only God. Then he instructed me, do not seal up the prophetic words in this book, for the time is near. Let the one who is doing harm continue to do harm. Let the one who is vile continue to be vile. Let the one who is righteous continue to live righteously. Let the one who is holy continue to be holy. Look, I am coming soon, bringing my reward with me to repay all people according to their deeds. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Blessed are those who wash their robes. They will be permitted to enter through the gates of the city and eat the fruit from the tree of life. Outside the city are the dogs, the sorcerers, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idol worshippers, and all who love to live a lie. I, Jesus, have sent my angel to give you this message for the churches. I am both the source of David and the heir to his throne. I am the bright morning star. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Let anyone who hears this say, come. Let anyone who is thirsty come. Let anyone who desires drink freely from the water of life. And I solemnly declare to everyone who hears the words of prophecy written in this book, if anyone adds anything to what is written here, God will add to that person the plagues described in this book. And if anyone removes any of the words from this book of prophecy, God will remove that person's share in the tree of life and in the holy city that are described in this book. He who is the faithful witness to all these things says, yes, I am coming soon. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. May the grace of the Lord Jesus be with God's holy people.
Amen.
Amen.
So, man, just coming back up to the top and going through this, we see more of the New Jerusalem revealed as we did. At the end of, or really the entirety of 21, we've seen, you know, it talked about the being that perfect cube and things like that. And then we roll into verse 22, or to chapter 22, and it's you know, then the angel showed. So it's continuing to show that New Jerusalem and how it's really, there's a kind of a picture, if you know about the old temple in Ezekiel, I believe it talks about it in Ezekiel 47. Where it had a river flowing out of it as well,
right.
If you remember, and it
flowed out of the temple.
Yeah, and so I believe, just as we talked about last time, there's a literal and a spiritual implication to both of that. There was, if you look at where the temple was, there was literally a stream or spring flowing out of that, but it was also used for healing as well. You know, it flowed out of there, and it started. What at the like the ankle level and then the knee and then
right.
Eventually, you know, you couldn't walk across it and you see it flow down to the Dead Sea. But also, and it says it in here as well, there were parts that were still salty.
Right.
So there was still things that you know, and I believe that the spiritual implication of that is there are still ones that aren't gonna believe Jesus for right. what he is and who he is. And so where we do talk about a lot of times how salvation is really, it's really easy, I guess you could say, because it's really nothing that we can do to earn it.
Right.
But at the same time, we're not saying we're universalists where everybody's just going to go to heaven. I mean, you still have to
right.
have to believe in the Lamb of God that he died for your sins and only through him that you are saved. So it's interesting to see the two, and you even kind of see a glimpse of Eden. You know, you have the tree of life here and things like that. So,
yeah, it is very interesting, like you say, that the waters of Ezekiel, that many people refer to it as the healing waters, is everywhere that water flowed, is it healed, except that there was the marshes, as you talked about, that it didn't. And we see that picture in here as well is verse 15, you know, without are the dogs and the sorcerers, whoremongers, murderers, idolaters, and whoever loves and makes a lie. So there's always going to be those that are not going to be in the city, mm-hmm. you know. And then something else that kind of jumps out at me in this chapter is that many places is it talks about soon.
Mm-hmm.
Very soon, and then in another place it talks about Let's see. Verse 16, Jesus sent, have sent mine angel to testify these things in the churches. I'm the root and the offspring of David and the bright and morning star. So this was referring to the seven churches where we started in the book of Revelation. And so that's what it was sent to. And so I think we can pretty much put a timestamp even on this very last chapter of the book of Revelation. Yeah. And that's pretty cool to me that that these things were written unto them, and they were soon to take place. And so now our portion really is to just fill up the earth with God's glory, you know. And so anyway, it's pretty cool. And like you said, the last chapter spoke about the you know, the new Jerusalem and new heavens and new earth. And if you run, you know, some references on that, where John's chapter 2, he saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down. Man, you got reference in Isaiah, Galatians chapter 4, 26, Hebrews 11, 10, 12 and 22, 13 and 14, and so on. And it clearly speaks of a spiritual implication.
Yeah.
Instead of us watching for some physical manifestation of this to take place, is we ought to realize that we are the New Jerusalem and that that it is a spiritual implication. So, man, to me, it just makes the whole book a whole lot clearer when you understand it in that context.
Yeah, and this is this is a chapter, and really the whole book of Revelation, to be honest, is, you know, if you're holding to the eschatology that you may have grown up on, and there are groups that are doing this and backing Christians and back into a corner, is a lot of atheists will get together and say, well, Jesus is a false prophet. Well, why is that? Because here in the book of Revelation, it says, he says he is coming soon, but you're saying he's not. You know, that's
right.
If this was written 2,000 years ago, is Jesus a liar? Like, what's going on? And so if you fail to really dig into what your eschatology is saying, that can be a hard definitive for you. So is he a liar, or did his kingdom come 2,000 years ago? And that's, I mean, that's the reality,
right?
Reality. Absolutely. Of it, because a lot of Christians won't, you know, change the way that they were taught or things like that. And then I'm not saying we should just go out and look for arguments with atheists, but if they back you in a corner, are you going to say, maybe I need to revisit that? Or are you just going to say, well, I don't know. And then you lost kind of that opportunity to really speak into atheist lives, because you're just backed in a corner. You're like, well, no, yeah, I don't know. And, you know, there's a lot of debatical that Christians will try to come up with that just don't make sense. You know, if we look at the Greek word, and this Greek word for soon is the most spoken revelation, but you see it throughout the Bible as well. And it was meant for a term that something's about to go on, like something's about to occur. Right. And so it's the Strong's is G5035 Taku. And it's, you know, a lot of them will say, okay, well, he's talking about when he does come, it's going to, everything's just going to happen really quick.
Yeah.
Well, that's not how the Greek translate it. It's translated as quickly, speedily, without delay, or soon. And so if he's speaking that, he's not talking about just, hey, when it does eventually happen, he's not, no, this thing is going to, soon this is going to happen quickly, right. if you could think that way. And it's actually spoke about, you know, and we've been through that through. But if you remember Matthew 16, it says, Jesus speaking, some standing here will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom.
Right.
So he's physically telling people around him, hey, you guys aren't going to, you're not even going to be dead yet.
Yeah.
And this is going to happen.
Right.
So.
Right.
It's very, very interesting. And just, I guess if I could encourage you in some way, that if you still are holding to that, I'll keep it real basic, the rapture doctrine in its entirety, as, you know, Revelation hasn't happened, his kingdom hasn't come, and things like that. Hopefully what we've gone through here will kind of let you see another perspective than maybe what you were taught growing up.
Well, you know, here's what I would like for people to understand. I mean, I'm 70 years old. I just turned 70. And I grew up, you know, obviously in Pentecostal and the ranks and the circles that I was in is this was the rapture. This was what was taught. This is what I never did understand it, be honest with you, but it was what was taught. But what I need people to understand is people that taught that and believed that and was expecting any day the Lord was going to appear is don't fret about them because they're just fine. They believed what revelation knowledge that they had received, and they believed it, and they died in faith, and they're fine. They're with the Lord,
right?
You know, and I think some people get tripped up on that. Well, you know, and if I think that, you know, I'm seeing something here that Grandpa didn't believe or whatever, you know, is that somehow changes their life, you know, and their legacy, but it doesn't.
No.
My pastor was a wonderful pastor, great man of God, taught me so much. And he's with the Lord,
right.
But he kind of held to that eschatology, you know, of the rapture eschatology. It was prevalent in those days. And, you know, among the Pentecostals and among Baptists. Now the Orthodox churches, you know,
not so much,
but that's what we were in. So that's what we were taught. And I just need people to understand it doesn't change anything about our forefathers at all.
Right.
They're with the Lord, and they walked in the light that they had, and they were great at it. And so open your hearts up to receive the revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, because if we don't go on past where they were at, we're not doing our job.
Right. We're
just stopping and building a monument there, and we've got to go past that, and so anyway, I hope people can take that away from this and open their hearts to receive, you know, what the Scripture is really saying to us.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with having your own personal growth, and it's not that you couldn't learn something from what was taught to you, because there are points that are probably. Probably correct. You
Absolutely.
Know, nobody right. has 100% guaranteed
right.
perfect
right.
eschatology. I mean, there's things that simply we just don't have enough information about. And, you know, with that being said, you know, it's kind of think of it like this, you know, growing up all my life, I was constantly told this by my grandpa and my dad that Ford trucks are the best thing ever. And I'm beginning to learn that, you know, the Chevys aren't too bad.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Lord of mercy, now you're really straying now.
Here's the real truth. They're all junk.
Yeah.
Especially the new ones. No, but there is.
Have to pray for him, huh?
Yeah. Lay hands. False prophet. But no, but seriously, you should take it upon yourself to stretch yourself and to
right.
grow.
Right.
And once you believe these things, don't go and try to argue everybody that they're wrong and you're
no,
right.
No, absolutely
you know what I mean?
Not.
Just you know, be grateful for the revelation you had and you know, have a conversation, you know, without getting mad. You don't have to be right in every, you know, you don't yeah. have to leave feeling like you were right.
Right.
You know, just exactly. understand here's what I learned, and you know, I respect that if you don't see it this way, you know, no big deal. We're still loved by Jesus, and we're still saved through
right.
Him.
Right.
You know, some of our greatest speakers that's come here to the Voice of Zion, I'm sure that down in, you know, they hold to that doctrine. Many of them, they don't even preach it, but you know, it's what they grew up with. It's what so they come here and they preach and God moves. We have great moves of God, and you know, it's just awesome. So you like you said, you don't want to become argumentative or, you know, try to put somebody down because they don't see this, because it took time for us to, you know, for me, myself, because I was trying to understand what was being taught and couldn't understand it. And then finally somebody enlightened me in one certain passage of scripture that kind of opened things up for me. And then it began to just kind of build from there and made all the difference in the world. So if you just keep an open mind and an open heart to receive what God has got for you, and it's in the Word. I mean, it's not like that we're having to go to some outside source to, you know, it's good to go to history and different things like that and outside sources, but you've got to be able to teach what you teach based on what the Word of God says.
Right.
And the outside sources is just good. Is good information to know the history and to know things like that. And it kind of goes right along with the scriptures, but you got to base your, you know, your belief, your eschatology on the scriptures.
Amen. Amen.
So where are we going next?
Yeah, that's the question, right? What do y'all think?
Well, last week you had mentioned maybe the First and Second Thessalonians, which I think maybe because that is really that's one of the go-to spots for one of the pillars, kind of for the eschatology of, you know, dispensationalism, and so I think it would be good maybe to go through that and see how that ties into the rest of this, you know, into Revelation and to the rest of the scriptures that we've been teaching.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea why we've been going through this. Just continue because it does talk about in First and Second Thessalonians about the coming soon of, and well, I'm sure we'll get into this again, but anytime you see something about, you know, the Bible talking about Jesus coming soon, or any type of soon coming, if you will, we have to say coming of what? You know, what is about to end? Is it
right?
Are we talking about the entirety and going into eternity? Are we talking about the old covenantal system coming to an end? You know, what are we? What is the context of what's going on here? So yeah, that would be very, very interesting to go through with this new revelation of revelation that we have.
Right.
So, yeah, that sounds great to me. Sounds great. So, man, everything else good?
Yeah.
All good? Cool. Well, we thank you guys for listening to another episode. We have made it to the end. The end was near and the end came. So.
And the end came.
Absolutely. So see us back at the beginning for 1 Thessalonians 1 next week. All right. See you guys.